Missy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. And the day-to-day things change as we live within the limitations of a public health crisis. All school buildings in the area are shut down, while instruction and education is now being done remotely and online. And what the near future brings remains uncertain. Joining us today on WEMU is Dr. Janice Swift. Dr. Swift is superintendent of the Ann Arbor Public School District. And Dr. Swift, thank you once again for coming on to provide more updates for us.
Thank you, David. It's great to talk with you this morning.
Let's start by talking instruction. What feedback are you getting from teachers, students, and parents on the switch to remote learning and online learning?
Well, David, we have so appreciated the work of our teachers and staff from across our schools. We had more than 1,000 teachers in online professional development over the very first few days of this closure order. And we are working now. We've been in contact daily with students from our teachers, and we're working to transition into a more substantive instructional environment online.
So when you say more substantive, what has taken place to this point, and what do you think it's going to look like in the days and weeks ahead?
Well, you know, David, one of the challenges is for our students and for our families, one size does not fit all when it comes to online learning. So what we started with on day one of our closure is outreach and enrichment opportunities, providing just a wide spectrum of opportunities for students to engage. You know, David, the day we closed, we sent home over 25,000 library books into the hands of students. So our approach has been that we just want to have opportunities available for children and for families, and then little by little, we're going to move into more of an instructional format. And yet we know some families will want more and some will want less. We certainly understand that.
From other districts and from parents within your district, I've heard both fear and frustration at suddenly being thrust into a position of homeschool teacher and many feeling ill-equipped to take that on. What are going to be the responsibilities of families to negotiate in this most unusual educational time?
Well, we really are looking at Maslow's hierarchy, and that's what we do every day in our work, and we know that families will need to do that also. So we look at level one, is everyone healthy and safe and secure? And then level two, we really work on connections. So those teacher outreaches to their students, to their classrooms, will first and foremost be about checking in and making a connection. You know, David, this is a time where we're all learning together. It's going to look different in different families. So I think it's wise for everyone just to take a big, deep breath. And as we learn more about how long this time will extend, then, you know, our goal is to populate with many, many opportunities and have families kind of find that balance and that right fit for each family.
I'm glad you mentioned taking a deep breath, because in all aspects of our life, that becomes increasingly important. I want to point out this is 89.1 WEMU, and we continue our conversation with the superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools, Dr. Janice Swift. That deep breath is getting shallower and shallower for older students, particularly high school seniors and their parents. There's more worry and alarm as state law requires 180 days and 1,098 hours of instruction, and the State Board of Education, at least for now, says it does not plan to count any online learning hours toward that requirement, which would mean that seniors may be in danger of being unable to graduate. What is your understanding of the issue as it stands today?
Well, you know, David, we had on Friday evening a very direct communication from Governor Whitmer, and she made it very clear that our graduating seniors and that students at every level in our system will not be penalized for all of our understandable limitations during this COVID public health crisis. So although we recognize that there are guidelines and rules and laws that apply, we know that the legislature is already working on a package of legislation that would reassure all of us around those previous guidelines. I think it's fair to say we're in uncharted territory, but I felt very good about that reassurance directly from the governor. Now the wheels will need to turn as to how all of that will look exactly. And what I'm really encouraging our seniors and all of our students to do is remain engaged in their learning. Learning resides in the student, and so it can occur anywhere. You know, we're all learning some tremendous life lessons here.
And for the younger students, is there any chance that that package that is being discussed would also include provisions to ensure that students aren't held back a grade because they were unable to finish this academic year?
The governor was very clear in her statement around that both graduating seniors and students at every grade level, this is not an issue where students will be penalized for the missing of days during this COVID closure. Now, David, we all recognize that the legislature and other folks in positions of authority will have some work to do to iron out the details of that. But our commitment, our collective commitment is clear that we will be looking at providing all the opportunities we can from a distance learning format. But we, secondly, are very firm that this situation will not penalize or harm kids more than it already is in terms of, you know, being at home and being away from those quality day-to-day interactions.
Speaking of opportunity, this is about the time of year that qualified students begin taking their AP, their advanced placement tests. Certainly makes a difference for some in which college they get into, and for others it can result in scholarships and college credit. All of that is very important. There are implications to the testing. So will the opportunity for AP testing take place in one form or another?
You know, we are working with the College Board and with all of the appropriate organizations around AP testing, IB testing, standardized assessments. The list goes on, and we're following their guidelines. The latest we have heard from AP is that they will convene an online assessment, a briefer format. We don't have in-depth detail on that, but as soon as we do, David, we'll be sharing that with our parents, with our students, so that they can prepare for those next steps.
Beyond the essentials of education, there are students in every district that face more day-to-day concerns, including in Ann Arbor. And I know that the schools have partnered with many community organizations to make sure those who had been getting free meals at school continue to be fed. Has that been working out well?
Yes. Our members of our team, along with the Ann Arbor Police Department and many volunteers have delivered food, distributed food, and we're above 30,000 meals so far, David. We went through our closure on Friday, March 13th, and beginning right away on Monday was the first meal distribution. We've been warmed and overwhelmed by the outreach of folks from across our community to ensure that our families who are most vulnerable at this time are getting that support with food and nutrition regularly.
And in contributing to the greater community good, you have some engineering teachers from across the district and contributions from robotics students that are going to ultimately help supply healthcare workers with greater protections from coronavirus. That has to make the entire district proud.
Yes. David, you know, amidst all of the challenges that you and I have talked about this morning, they're just great points of inspiration. And our engineering teachers, a student from Skyline High School, robotics student who improved the design for the protective gear. Those deliveries to local hospitals will start today. And so these are real-time things that our students are doing now to make a difference in the midst of this crisis. You know, David, we have students from Burns Park and Tappan who've created a website so that students can learn more about COVID-19. It's a student-friendly website. Our students are stepping up to fulfill the very roles that we hope education brings them to understand that they should fill at moments just like this, and we couldn't be more proud.
There are obviously positives that are going to come out from this and things that can carry forward into the future educational experience in the Ann Arbor schools. Another potential silver lining is I think people are coming to a greater appreciation of teachers and the work they really do to educate children. Many have long said the teaching profession is among those underappreciated and underpaid. Do you think that when we get on the other side of COVID-19, there will be some remedy to both of those issues?
You know, David, we've been working for years to help our community, to support our community, our wider community, in remembering the value of a quality teacher. It is the number one profession, the profession that serves all other professions. And so we surely hope that there's a spotlight turned on the tremendous work that our teachers and our staff do every day. They do that work whether they're in the spotlight or not. And yet, David, I truly, genuinely hope that that is a silver lining outcome of this current crisis.
Dr. Swift, thank you so much for the time today, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and stay well, David.
You too. That is Dr. Janice Swift, Superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.